Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard doubles down, ban private gun sales at gun shows, flea markets. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 6, 2018. Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard doubled down Wednesday on his push to criminalize private gun sales, particularly those occurring at gun shows and flea markets. Hubbard says in an Instagram video that background checks are not legally required in private gun sales, like those that occur between family members or at gun shows or flea markets. Not only does Hubbard's gun control push here sound identical to the Democrats' talking points from the last 30 years, it is exactly what the Democrats are pushing now. On December 5, 2018, Breitbart News reported that incoming House Democrats plan to push a universal background checks bill that will criminalize private gun sales. As with Hubbard's gun control push, the move will not stop a single mass shooting. It will, however, criminalize a mother who gives her college-age daughter a revolver for self-defense without first getting the federal government's permission. Hubbard did not point to a single 21st-century mass shooting that was carried out with a privately purchased gun. And that is because nearly every one of the shooters got their guns at retail via background check. The exceptions are the shooters who stole their guns. Democrats have been using gun shows as an excuse to try to criminalize private gun sales since the 1990s, and Hubbard is parroting their flawed gun control mantra by admitting that background checks are already the law of the land, then presenting gun shows as some kind of loophole. Trying to make his gun control push sound altruistic by targeting flea markets as well as gun shows. Presenting a false dichotomy between retail sellers and personal sellers to make it sound like a father who sells a gun to his son is skirting the law. Enough with the hateful comments, Hubbard said, of which he received after he and country star Dierks Bentley joined a campaign for more gun control in conjunction with Tom's Apparel Company. Billboard reports that Hubbard also wants to recruit other country artists to support gun control and is specifically asking Jason Aldean, Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Luke Bryan, Taylor Swift, and others to support restrictions on the Second Amendment.